All right, everybody, it's the Grimlord here, and I was going to say, are you ready for some degeneracy, but I don't think we're going to get some real degeneracy here. We're about at the end of Sekiro no Mori Dreamers, and the only reason why I'm continuing this one as long as I have is because this is one of our legacy titles. Well, this is our legacy title. In fact, this one started the whole thing. Years ago, this was one of the ones I was starting out to see if people would actually like this, because I didn't know people did it on the internet, and I wasn't really aware with other readers, but you guys really have seemed to take to these well, and you seem to like them, so I'm going to continue to bring them more. This is where it all started. And, bring you more, rather, you know. But this is where it all started, and I'm glad I could do this for you guys, so let's keep it up as we slowly work towards the end of the novel that started it all, Sekiro no Mori Dreamers. I had to wake up early and take care of my own breakfast today. It had been a while since I'd used an alarm clock, since Hatsune would wake me up even during the break. Come to think of it, Sabai was pretty jealous when I told him about that. The two had to wake up earlier than me since they had to walk from their apartment. In that sense, I was really grateful for everything they did for me. Yawning, I prepared for breakfast, except... Eat this in the morning. Miss Miyako had left me sandwiches, so all I had really had to do was make some coffee. Today was the trip we'd been waiting for. Hatsune showed up when it was around the time to leave.
Ohayo.
Good morning. Morning. I ended up hurrying a bit. Sweat glistened off Hatsune's forehead. The day was hot, even though it was still the early morning. We still got time. I know, but I was really excited. Did you sleep? Yeah. Hold on, I think I'm too far. Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this might be the end of Sekiro no Mori Dreamers. Now, why I've continued this one, even though it doesn't get that many hits, is because this is our legacy novel. Like, this is the one we started out with. I mean, back in 2017, I think I was doing this. Just to see if people would like it and take to it, and they have. You guys really seem to like this stuff. Well, obviously, we've gone more extreme with Maggot Bates and Starless and stuff like that. But it all started right here, with this little novel. And I'm just glad that I could share this with you. You know, obviously the person that translated this passed away in 2019. So, you know, I'm kind of carrying on that legacy of having somebody actually read this to you and carrying on his words, you know, even if they're not all the way, you know, complete. Like, there's a few errors and things there, but, so this one's for you, Conjurer. I hope you enjoy that your words are actually being spoken now to people, so I hope that they got something out of this, or they enjoyed it, because I've had a lot of fun, and, as we draw closer to the very end of this one, I just want to continue doing this, because I enjoy it, yeah, you guys enjoy it, and I don't see any reason to quit now. Health may have had some run-ins, like, I may not be in as good a health as I used to be, but that doesn't stop me, and I want to continue bringing this content to you. So without further ado, let's continue Sekiro no Mori Dreamers. A few days passed since that fateful night. Classes were abuzz with excitement as the break loomed over us, but I couldn't quite get into the mood. But why? The person I hated the most in this world had died. My revenge was complete. It should have allowed me to forget everything and return to my normal life, which meant being excited for summer break like everyone else. But I just couldn't. It was like there was a lid on my heart, like I was trapped in a cage from which I couldn't escape. Why? I should have been released from my obsession. Marika. Since that night, she barely appeared before me. Most of the time, it was when I'd grow anxious and call out to her, so it wasn't like her existence had grown unstable or anything, but... I told everyone about my fight with the Joker the next day. I even revealed that there was a Bodok inside me, which startled everyone even further. I see. So that's how you suddenly became able to see them. Yes, I think so. To tell the truth, I suspected that at first. Normal people usually started seeing Bodoks after they get possessed. But you didn't look like a killer no matter how I looked at you. Of course not.
So.
Definitely.
So.
Yeah.
So.
Without a doubt. I don't suspect him any longer, you know. Wow, I didn't even know he did. I think I'm alright on that account. The Bodok that's inside me has turned strangely human-like, at least according to him. Human-like? I can talk to it like any other person. It talks? I see. It seems I don't know everything there was to know about them after all. Yeah, Kuria mentioned that she'd never heard of anyone changing physically like the Joker either. Indeed. While not quite on that level, I became able to do something similar thanks to it, which is one of the reasons I decided to take the Joker on his invitation. I didn't want to waste my life either, but I felt it might work out if I had Rika with me.
Rika?
Rika? Ah, that's the name of the Bodok. It makes it easier to talk if it has a name. Rika? That's a weird name. Rika had originally possessed Arisaka's friend. Would it be a good idea to tell her? For the time being, I decided to keep it to myself and return to the main point. Bodok scattered in that abandoned site. I think Shizumiya said you noticed it on the radar. Yes, we did. I never seen so many in one place before. Miss Serena got possessed and was killed by the Joker soon after all. I imagine she'd been prepared for it. Her goals aside, she committed too many sins to count. I doubt she was hoping for a peaceful end to her life. She'd actually said something similar herself, though I didn't want to brush her sacrifice aside either. I thought Sis became odd because of all the wounds she suffered in the dreams. But now I think that might have had an effect, but it wasn't the real cause. I think the biggest part of it was her lover abandoning her. I only learned that he was alive just the other day. Kirito said those words as though it were a sigh. She never talked about him, but I'm sure she was deeply in love. Yes, but if she thought he left her because of what happened to her face, her love might have easily transformed into hate. You really think that was the reason? Hide wasn't the kind to care about physical appearance.
But,
But then why did he leave her? I didn't have an answer to that question either. In any case, it sounded if even he had a brief moment of happiness in his life. So why did he choose to become the Joker? I couldn't understand. The Joker was almost immortal. Miss Serena cut him to pieces and it still didn't work. It didn't even kill him when she drove her sword through his face. But when I thought there was nothing else we could do, Miss Serena used the last of her strength to damage a nearby bike's fuel tank and fill the area with gasoline vapors. And that allowed me to set the Joker on fire. How did you do that? Did you shoot the pistol at it? That was what I thought to do first. I don't remember giving you permission to use the gun like that, ooh, but alright. That didn't work in the end, so I found an old lighter lying in the area, and I used its igniter to do it. You ignited gasoline with that? How come you didn't burn with them? No, I had something flammable I could use. I never told you guys, but Monica was bound to this world by a ribbon, which I kept as a memento, or at least that's what she told me. I used it as kindling. What? Why would you do that? I couldn't blame Hatsune for being surprised. I could have easily used my clothes instead. Yeah, it was Rika that suggested it at first, but it was Monica who wanted it. Monica did. She said it was her right to end him, not mine. You were saying something along those lines back then, too. I nodded. I don't think she was lying. I mean, it's only natural for her as someone who was also one of his victims. And she always kept repeating that she didn't want me to kill. She didn't want me to do the same thing as the Joker. And so it was she who did it in my place in the end. I see. And so the Joker turned to ash. That's around the time you came. I took a breath after I finished. The others remained silent for a while, then Kirito finally opened her mouth. As I've said before, the Joker was something of a nemesis to our house. I'm truly glad he was finally taken care of, both for us and on the victim's behalf. Indeed. I wonder if the peace will return to secure Nomori with this. Yes, the Joker was a monster that the world has never seen. He most certainly attracted a vast number of Bodoks, or rather... He's probably the very one who created most of them. Unlike the people they possess, Bodoks themselves are more akin to a natural phenomenon. But the less there are of them around, the better. It was their fault that all sorts of accidents were happening in this town, wasn't it? Yes. And on top of that, they functioned as a catalyst for murders that left no evidence. With all these unexplained disappearances, the mood in the town was getting more and more distraught. It indeed made me happy to think that I might have finally put that to an end. That wasn't because I was a hero, but simply because I liked the town I was born and raised in. It was only natural to be glad to finally see it at peace. But why did I still feel so empty, even though I had finally gotten what I had wanted all these years? The school day ended, and everyone began preparing to leave. I gazed at them all absent-mindedly. Aren't you leaving? Fukagami, you've been down ever since that day. I gave her a vague nod, without clearly agreeing or disagreeing. Kirito gave me a dubious look. I'm glad you didn't break any bones, but... Yeah, it doesn't even hurt anymore. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that, but... Kirito walked back to her seat and picked up her bag. I thought she was about to leave, but then she returned to my desk again. Why don't we all go to Trattoria to celebrate the end of the case? Alright, that's a good idea. Then let's meet after the club's end. Yeah, see you later. Without anything to do, I spent my time spacing out. The ruckus that Tsukuda's disappearance had caused was already petering out among the students. Tono Aizawa, a bomb incident, and then Katsuragi's death. An insane amount of things happened in such a short time, yet the campus was already back to normal. That was probably a good thing. But at the same time, it also filled me with this hard-to-describe emptiness. What's wrong? You certainly don't seem happy these days. Hmm? Is it so bad you can't even speak? Come to think of it. Hmm? I thought you'd go back to sleep after the danger passed, so why are you still here? Is it just my imagination, or are you telling me to disappear already? I swear it's not your imagination. I haven't forgotten what I said. And I haven't changed my mind either. Then... I just have a bad feeling. Huh? The unexpected remark startled me. What's going on? I don't know. That's why I said it's just a feeling. But I couldn't let that go with some random whim. Are there other killers possessed by Bodox in this town? I don't know. I hope you're not using that as an excuse to remain awake. No, I don't mind lounging around and sleeping all day. I'll go to sleep once that feeling fades, don't worry. Alright, it seemed that he also didn't know what was bothering him. As for your other question, Your death would mean my end, so I'm concerned about you. I won't die. I had nothing to hide, though I didn't quite grasp the reason for my lethargy yet. I'm not sure why, but I kind of feel empty and unmotivated these days. I see, you're probably just burned out. He really sounded like a person. But maybe he was right. I had heard that word being thrown around before, and... You spent years tracking down Madoka's killer, isn't that so? Yes. And now that that's gone, you lost your main source of motivation. That mysterious killer might have been what you lived for. Don't make it sound weird. I protested, but Riko quickly replied. That's just a figure of speech. Anyway, you lost your years-long goal, that's all. I guess so. The truth of my lover being killed was something I simply couldn't accept. And now that it was gone, I did indeed become able to breathe more easily, but at the same time as all the tension left me, I deflated like a balloon. You've got to find a new goal as soon as possible. They say sickness comes from the mind first. Was he sure he wasn't a human after all? What am I supposed to look for? You've got to find that out for yourself. Rika pulled away inside my body. It was true that I wanted this alien thing to go to sleep as soon as possible, but at the same time I felt better for having someone to talk to. I met up with everyone else. Let's toast to the end of the Joker. Cheers! Cheers! We clinked our glasses and sipped our drinks. I was just talking to Rika about feeling depressed, but I felt genuine happiness rising from the pit of my stomach as I exchanged toasts with my comrades. My wish was fulfilled. I had no reason to feel gloomy. Kirito cleared half of her glass in a single breath and placed it back on the table. I'm paying extra attention as I go to and from school. And I haven't seen any Bodocs at all lately. It seems like they all disappeared. Yeah, that's quite a change. The town was full of them before. Tell me about it. Sakura no Mori Dreamers may have to close shop for a while. Anyway, about that. Kirito turned to me and regarded my face for a while. The others followed her cue and did the same. I think it's true that we'll have nothing to do for a while, but you're not planning to quit, are you? Ah, no, definitely not. Everyone let out a sigh of relief. Phew, I was worried about that quite a bit. Me too. Same. Yeah, I chuckled. You're all strange. How could I quit after all this? I mean, Kirito looked around everyone as though asking for agreement. I had no idea what she was on about. Huh? You said you cooperated with us not out of a sense of justice, but to find the Joker. I'm impressed you remembered that. I couldn't forget. In any case, that objective has been accomplished. That's something to celebrate, of course, but... Everyone's wondering what will happen from now on. Ah, I see. You should be happy they care so much about you. Madoka appeared without me calling for her for the first time in a long while. Yeah. Oh, you're becoming more honest with yourself. I've been honest since the start. I've been thinking about it too. Not whether I want to quit or continue, but my objective was accomplished, and as happy as I am about it, I can't help but feel that something's missing. Ah, could it be that's why you looked down these couple of days? I nodded. I might have made the murders and the Joker too big a part of my life. Maybe it was something I could only say in retrospect after actually fulfilling my goal, but it was true. To me, it was close to obsession. I borrowed Rika's words and continued. So now it's like I lost my main reason to exist. But I think I'll be back to normal before long. There's nothing tormenting me anymore. I said it as much to them as to myself. I see. Yeah, I hope that'll be the case. I was worried about your mood myself. Same. Me too. Oh, I didn't know you were so nice as to care about these kinds of things. What's that supposed to mean? Yeah, I just have to find something new to dedicate myself to. That was also something Rika had said. His words seemed to really have had an effect on me. What kind of goal are you looking for? I don't know, which is why I'm asking. I don't think I've ever thought about that so seriously myself. Have you, everyone? A goal. Maybe something like grad school in your case, Mahoro? That's true for now, I suppose. You can't escape that once you become a senior. Mm. In any case, it's not good to have nothing to do. They say that the student's job is to study, but... A goal. Now that you mention it, I'm starting to feel that I'm lacking one, too. Everyone nodded. You want a job as my assistant? I headed to Grota's detective agency after splitting from the others. That's not a paid position, is it? You'd get an allowance. I think I'm good. Well, I was just kidding anyway. It's not like I get any offers whether I hire someone or not. The chief hit his face with a newspaper again. The office had a reception area, but I'd never seen anyone use it before. What did you come here for today? What could a kid like you want from an old man like myself? Did Hide look like your son? Did the idiot tell you that? Yeah. That was a lie, but I couldn't quite tell him. I learned it in a dream. He let out a large sigh and tossed the newspaper aside. Regardless. You came all this way just to ask that? The chief let out an exasperated sigh as I nodded. It's not like they look much like each other visually. It's just that the half-wit straggler's stupidity kind of reminded me of him. My boy wasn't too fond of my job in the police and became a delinquent in middle school, most likely just to rebel. I really completely lost control of him. I was hoping he'd pipe down a bit when he hit his 20s, but he ended up dying in a bike accident before he got that far. I ended up quitting the police force, split from my wife, and, well, that doesn't really matter. They weren't much alike, yet Hide still somehow reminded me of him. That's probably why I ended up picking him up. The chief hit his face with the newspaper again, as if indicating that the conversation was over. What now? You've got no rates listed, and I've never used any agencies of this kind before, but... Huh? I stuck out a brown envelope. It has this much inside. I raised three fingers. If it's not enough, I'd appreciate if you could let me pay you after the job. What are you talking about? I believe I told you that Hide killed someone before. It was actually my girlfriend. That's why I want to know about his past. Can you look into it? Hide's past? Yes, I want to know what happened to him. Not like it'll change anything, but I feel like I've got to know. The chief was silent for a few moments, then circled around the desk and sat down in front of me. All right, I'll take this job. Thank you very much. You can save that for when the job's done, though I do intend to take that as my pay. Okay? I'll contact you as soon as I learn something. Don't worry, I'm a pro. I can handle my job without a useless assistant or two. I stood up. I'd like to confirm it just in case, but you weren't talking about 3,000 yen, were you? It's one figure larger than that. Alright then. Today was the last Sunday before summer break. With nothing to do, I was just absentmindedly reading a book. My eyes followed the text, but the content didn't quite sink into my mind. I've been there before. It wasn't like I was bored reading my favorite genre, but whew, it was different when I was meeting my friends, but I'd feel empty again as soon as I found myself alone. I knew it wasn't healthy, but I couldn't help it.
Shinji.
Well, that's new. I haven't seen you come out by yourself for quite a while. She popped up in Trattoria for a split second before, but that was it. You sure it's not because your ribbon burned up? Yes, that didn't do anything. More importantly, let's go out instead of reading books in this stuffy room. Out? I can do that, but... I closed the book. Change. Huh? We're going cycling. Just look at the weather. It's practically begging for you to ride. Where do you want to go? How about Mibukiyama? Eh? I couldn't help frowning. Why? Madoka just smiled at me and didn't answer. I almost never went there, even on my own. The last time was during Golden Week, and I couldn't even remember when I was there before that. Are you sure? Yep. I got on the bike, then suddenly realized something. Huh? Wait, did I go there with you not that long ago? That didn't make sense, but I had a memory of it. You sure it wasn't in a dream? What? Remember how you once got stuck there? That was possible. No, it was definitely it. I could remember it pretty well at the beginning, but those memories faded relatively quickly, which was another thing it had in common with regular dreams. Though I felt there was something seductively sweet about what transpired there. Did you really go there in a dream? I nodded. I think so. I see. It probably means you wanted to go there with me. Madoka gave me a mischievous smile. With barely any pedestrians in the outskirts of town, I could go all out. It had been a while since I went cycling for pleasure, so I really stepped on the pedals this time. Just like I used to when Madoka was still alive. As usual, exercise brightened my mood just by itself. I like books, but I definitely preferred cycling. Though it was even better together with the girl I liked. Phew! I slipped into a narrow side road opening in the woods and hopped down from the bike. There were no hikers in sight as usual. I remembered the night when a whole bunch of people violated these premises with blinding flashlight lights. Not like anything in the current scenery hinted at that having ever happened. Let's go further in. Alright. It didn't seem like the place had an effect on Madoka. I laid my bike down onto the ground and walked to the edge of the swamp. The water was beautiful. I couldn't believe it once swallowed the life of a girl I loved. We came here all the time, didn't we? Madoka made the motion of throwing something towards the water. Let's do this again. I picked up the closest pebble, twisted my wrist, and tossed it. 1, 2, 3. Oh, you're pretty good. I turned to Madoka without seeing it all the way through. Why did you want me to come here? Madoka smiled and didn't answer. Huh? I think I remembered something again. Ah, I see. This is how I found my way back from the dream. I turned around to the road we took. But it, of course, wasn't filled with a mysterious light this time. I see. You said you'd stay here, and I walked back, leaving you behind. That sounds kind of symbolic. Symbolic? I turned back to her, but she just regarded me with a mysterious smile. You're acting kind of strange today. Maybe. We never spoke...
なんでだと思う?
We never spoke about this before, but why do you think I came back to this world? That's...
もちろん、純粋に会いたかったっていうのもあるよ。でも、それだけではなかった。
It's true that I simply wanted to see you too.
私の中には、なんていうのかな。
But that wasn't all.
ある種の使命感があった。
There was a feeling of purpose that took over me. What do you mean?
シンジは幸い、弱い人間ではなかった。両親が亡くなったって、立派に生きていたくらいだもの。
Luckily, you weren't a weak person. You managed to keep yourself together even after your parents passed away.
むしろ、強い人間だと思う。でも、その強さが、時にあだになることもある。
You're strong, if anything, but there are times when this strength itself trips you up. What are you trying to say?
半分は、私の責任だけど、警察さえ知らない情報を、ポロッと漏らしちゃったんだから。
Half of it was my responsibility. I shouldn't have told you what even the police didn't know.
でも、その情報がなかったとしても、シンジはきっと、犯人を追ったんじゃない?
But then you would have probably chased the culprit regardless of that. That's right. I nodded.
そうだろうね。それがきっと、シンジの強さなんだと思う。
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think that's how you manifest your strength. I'm not strong, if anything. I had to cling to these kind of feelings to survive.
そんなこともないでしょ? 最初の頃、クレハちゃんやマホロさんも驚いていたじゃない。精神力の強さに。
That's not true. Both Kuria and Mahora were surprised by your strength of will, weren't they? What did you mean when you said it trips me up?
シンジはきっと、いつまでも諦めなかったんじゃない?
You could never give up, even if you wanted to, could you? I think so.
自分でも言っていたものね。妄執だって。
You yourself called it an obsession.
私はそれから、シンジのことを解放してあげたかったんだよ。
I want to release you from it. She indeed did keep leading most of our conversations to that, and then even took care of the target of my obsession with her own hands.
私の願いはさ。
My sole wish is her wish. I didn't know it, even though she was my girlfriend.
シンジが幸せになることだよ。
It's for you to be happy.In that moment, I felt a sensation I hadn't for a long time. It was something that had always been by my side in those olden days. When I lost my parents, when I lost Madoka, I calmed my breathing and opened my mouth. You said you didn't want to put it in... You said you didn't want to put it in words, though.
What?
You said it sounded like a lie if you did.
記憶にないな。それも多分、夢の中のことじゃない?
I don't remember that. Maybe that happened in the dream too? Maybe.
でも、それは別に間違いじゃないな。
That's not incorrect though. But you're spelling it out now.
今はもう、
I think it's all right now. What was that supposed to mean? I was about to ask, but my throat trembled so hard that it was difficult to enunciate the words.
私、そろそろ行くよ。
I think I should go soon. Wait, Madoka. I reflexively stopped her, but she shook her head. My mission is over. You're finally free, aren't you? Don't go. I know how pathetic that must have sounded.
それに、私がいたら、私の願いもいつまでも達せられない気がする。
Besides, my wish will never fully come true as long as I stay. That's not true.
シンジだって気がついているでしょ?桜の森ドリーマーズのみんなと会っているときは、
You've already realized that you feel relieved when you meet with Sakura no Mori Dreamers.
仲間たちが、そしてそのうちの誰かが、シンジにとって、癒しになっているんだよ。
Your comrades, and maybe someone special among them, are healing your old wounds.
私だって、結構嫉妬深いんだぞ。
You might not know it, but I can get pretty jealous.
このままこっちに残っていたら、 嫉妬のあまり悪霊になって取り殺しちゃうかも。
If I stay like this, I might end up turning into an evil spirit and cursing whoever it is. Monoka has always liked to joke to lighten my mood.
だから、ね、
so,
行かないといけないの。
I've got to go. All right. I finally nodded. I thought I'd been prepared for this day. I knew it would come.
Shinji, 生きていくっていうのは、
That's what
こういうことなのよ。
That's what it means to be alive, Shinji.
全ては変わって、移ろっていくの。
Everything moves and changes. Only the dead stay in one place.
Oh, 私が嫉妬深いって認めるんだ。
Oh, you're going to acknowledge that I get jealous? I forced a smile, to which Madoka responded with one of her own, though hers was a tranquil one.
目的だよ。Shinji.
Think about your goal, Shinji. What?
新しい生きる目的を見つけないと。それが大切な人を作るっていうことでも全然いいじゃない。
You've got to find a new objective in your life. It could very well be finding someone dear to your heart.
でも、できれば。
But if possible.Madoka turned to the swamp as though to hide her face.
私のこと忘れないでほしいかな。
I'd like it if you didn't forget me. I would never, of course.
よかった。
I'm glad to hear that.
あの時、私たちキスしたよね。
We kissed back then, didn't we?
シンジは告白すればまた会えると思った。
You said that you'd felt we'd meet again if you confessed to me, remember? Yeah.
その時私も似たようなことを思ったの。
To tell the truth, I was pretty much thinking the same thing.
キスでもすれば、離れている間も、私のこと忘れられないだろうって。
I thought that if we kissed, you wouldn't forget me, even if we were far apart. It was the second time I did that in my life. I touched a ghost. The memories flooded into my mind. So many of them were about me. Almost all of them, in fact.
Shinji, you're getting faster, isn't
it? You've really gotten fast, Shinji. I might finally lose this time. You sure? You want to waste your breath? Haha, that's my line. Ha, ha. Why are you smiling, even though you're about to lose? I bet you're trying to come up with an excuse. That's really it, isn't it?
違う!
No!
Shinji が男子で、私が女子だからよ。
You're a boy, and I'm a girl. Huh? Oh shit, you distracted me. What did you mean?
そのうち、わかる?
You'll understand soon. Soon?
きっとね。
I'm sure of it.Shinji and I were very close friends. We knew each other as children, and for a while that was all it was. But one day, it struck me. I'm a girl, and he's a boy. And that lifelong friend, that boy, I had fallen for him. Fallen deeply, deeply in love. Madoka stepped back as I pulled my face away.The distance between us was just a little over a meter.
これで行けるよ。
Now I can go. Where are you going?
きっと、暖かい光に満ちているところ。
To a place full of warmth and light. Oh! My voice hung in my throat. Light breeze tickled my skin. It was warm, but not the summer kind of warm.
さようなら。
Farewell. Because we lived so close together, we never exchanged that kind of goodbye. All we had to do to see each other was open our windows. A word like farewell never held any meaning until now. Farewell. Madoka walked away, and that was release from me. Tears clouded my vision, not all of which were from sadness. My whole world was enveloped in light. There was no up, no down. I didn't even know where my head was in my body. I couldn't see a thing. But I wasn't scared. Strange, isn't it? Where was this warmth coming from? My hand was warm. Almost as if it was being held. As if the man I loved had wrapped it in his own. But how? He's long gone. He got on his bike and pedaled away, farther and farther and farther away. Madoka, I finally caught up. What are you talking about? You're the one who went away. Really? Sorry if that was the case. No, it's okay. You came for me. I won't let you go again. Shinji. We'll be together forever. I'll never let you go. Yeah. Well then, let's go. Where? Nah, it's okay. It doesn't matter. As long as I'm with you. Now, you would expect, like, credits, but there aren't any. Don't ask me why. Like, yeah, the credits should be on the right, but where are the credits? I don't see any. Maybe because the game is not over yet. Part 1. Finished. For a moment, I felt like a warm light had surrounded me. It really only lasted for a split second, and I was back in the normal world as soon as it passed. Back in a lonely, silent, and beautiful swamp. It was only a matter of time before I disappeared from here too. All by myself, just like in the dream. But I could let myself stay a bit longer. My cheeks were wet from tears. It was indeed a sensation I hadn't felt in a long time. I cried when I lost my parents. I cried when I lost Madoka. But since then, I kept my emotions as far from myself as I could. My sadness hasn't healed. I simply became unable to cry. But it's probably better to cry than to leave it bottled up inside. The sky had grown dim by the time I finally stood up. I picked up a pebble about to throw it, but instead let it fall back to the ground. I was all alone now, I could tell. It felt lonely, but that was only natural. I glanced at the swamp one more time before leaving. The dream had come to an end. The days I spent with Madoka were indeed a seductively sweet illusion. Even if chasing murderers, crying bloody tears, and gritting my teeth in the face of suffering were nothing short of a nightmare. You're not in a calm state right now. I would advise being more careful. Are you listening to me? My heart raced. It would be a bad idea if I were to lose control going down this hill. It's you who surprised me. I completely forgot about this thing's existence. I'm perfectly calm. You don't need to put on a strong front. The lover that has always been by your side has disappeared. It is impossible to remain at peace under these circumstances. I'm more interested about that bad feeling of yours. Have you figured out what that was yet?
Yeah.
No, I see. Rika seemed to be an outlier, but he was still a Bodok. It might have possessed different senses from that of a human. Speaking of which, I won't be able to take her place, so don't expect that from me. Are you deliberately trying to creep me out? I'm just kidding. It was even telling jokes now. It was becoming more human-like by the day, and I couldn't tell if that was good or bad. For our next story, a baby capybara had been born in the local zoo, or has been born, rather. Oh, it's so cute. Wow, it really is. Zoo officials announced they would be taking suggestions for a name from the entire country. I feel like it's been a while since we've seen such a relaxing news week, though it's probably just my imagination. I thought the same thing. I wonder why that is. It's probably because tragic news makes a bigger impact. But there haven't been many accidents in Sakura no Mori lately. Ah, what? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. It's okay, we weren't discussing anything serious. More importantly, you seem down these past few days. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. You're not eating, though. I hurriedly stuffed my mouth. Are you spacing out because summer break is around the corner? Yeah, that's probably it, I guess. That's not good. The break would be over before you know it if you keep this up. Why don't you go out with Sakura no Mori something or other? Right, we never discussed our plans for the break. My image of them was more as comrades than friends, but it seemed like we'd been suspending our operations for the time being, so there was nothing stopping us from acting like normal friends. That said, I never had actual female friends, so I wasn't sure how to behave exactly. Shinji, it's almost time to leave. Ah, okay. I thought you got better back in Trattoria, but I gave her a faint nod. The cause was different, but it must have looked like I relapsed outwardly. I told my chatty freeloader that I was perfectly calm, though that was probably just my unconsciously trying to act tough. I hope you'll find something, like Kureha said. You mean, a new goal? Yes. Madoka said something along those lines as well. I'd definitely feel more motivated if there was something like that, but yeah, I nodded. What was it that Madoka had said exactly? You've got to find a new objective in your life. It could very well be finding someone dear to your... Yeah, someone dear to your heart. What's wrong? It's nothing. It seemed like that instinctively stopped moving. I hurried after Hatsune. I hardly ever thought about it. My head was always full of Madoka, both in a good and bad sense. I mean, for the longest time, she was literally beside me all the time. Not anymore, though. Besides, my wish will never fully come true as long as I stay. Madoka wished for me to be happy. What she said was probably correct. I had to admit it despite the lonely feeling in my heart. Speaking of what Mom said, I'd really like to go out somewhere with everyone again. Alright, I'll bring it up with them. I parted ways with Hatsune and headed to my classroom. Morning. Morning. I didn't pay much attention to my class while these crazy things were happening, but now, having consciously looked over everyone for the first time in a while, I realized that it was almost exactly like how I remembered it, minus a few missing people. Hey, do a gacha for me. Shohei seemed to be bullying Saiki in the corner of the classroom. He'd rammed his knee into the bigger boy's thigh, which looked like it hurt, but no one paid any attention, not that I was one to talk. It seemed like the relationship between those two hadn't changed regardless of Aizawa's disappearance. As my eyes wandered around the class, they eventually met another pair with an intimidatingly straight posture. Other students were playing with their phones or sitting on random desks, so for her to be sitting at her desk straight as an arrow, it really made her stand out. The classroom was very well air-conditioned, but she kept flicking and folding her fan. I sat down on my own seat. Sabie, who still hung on to our relationship since the previous year, addressed me. What are your plans for the summer break? I don't really have any. Really? I thought you'd be going somewhere with your girlfriend. What? What are you talking about? You don't need to play dumb with me. He poked my shoulder. My summer break would be infinitely awesome if I had one too. If only I had one too. The bell rung and the principal promptly entered the classroom. Alright, return to your seats, everyone. We'd probably be assigned a new homeroom teacher eventually. The school had yet to make an official statement about Tsukuna's situation. You want to go out? Sure, that sounds great. I like the sound of it too. I suggested it as we gathered in the inner yard during the lunch break, and no one seemed to be against the idea. If anything, they broke into smiles, which already made me feel like it was worth it. Yeah, we've been to an amusement park and then went to the beach, but that's about it. But it's not like Sakura and Amori Dreamers are not allowed to let their hair down. Then where do you want to go next? To the beach again? That'd be nice too, but I'd rather use this opportunity to do something new. New? Like going to the mountains? You sure you want to go there when it's so hot? Not to mention all the bugs. I see. Well, it's not a place I'd want to go in a kimono either. At least wear something that's easy to move in. But what else is there? Maybe we could go find a river? Are you really struggling to come up with anything? Well, we can take our time thinking about this. There's still a whole week left. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Don't you want to go anywhere, Shinji? You haven't said anything. I can't think of anything right away either. Shizumiya made a consoling remark as I cocked my head. I'm sure you'll feel better after you let some steam off. Ah, yeah. Kirito and Arasaka nodded. It seemed they still remembered our conversation in Trattoria. You should be happy they care so much about you. I definitely appreciated it. They wouldn't care if we weren't close. Just like how no one cared about the bullying in our classroom. In that sense, I really should have been grateful for the turn my life took. Hey, have you thought over what we talked about during lunch? Not yet, you're so impatient. I mean, I can't wait for it. Well, I'm the same. The place doesn't really matter, though. I'm just happy to go anywhere with a boyfriend. A what? What are you looking at me like that for? Or why are you looking at me like that? Wait, when did that happen? What do you mean? Boyfriend isn't a male friend. I'm sure that's what Kiria meant. Oh, I see. Geez, talk about giving false impressions. Why is she angry at me? No idea. In that sense, he's a boyfriend to me too. Same here. I'm not sure I like how that sounds. What's that supposed to mean? Yeah, now I got you both angry. Okay, I got it. I'm still really looking forward to it though, aren't you? Of course I am. Yeah. I wonder where we should go. I'm just hoping to see Shinji cheer up, as he still looks kind of down these days. Yeah. Yeah, I was worried about that too. He talked about a goal or objective or something. I wonder what that could be for people of our age. Maybe like going on to grad school and so on? You can think about that when you become a senior. For most people, it's probably just club activities, though I myself only took swimming for the exercise. I like painting, but it's not really a goal. I'm just doing it as a hobby. I don't even belong to any clubs. Then is it like a dream for the future? I haven't even thought of something like that. Same. Yeah. I wonder if I said something to Fukugami that wasn't my place to say. No, I don't think so. At least you didn't say anything wrong. Yeah, in my case, it's not exactly a life goal, I guess, but I want a boyfriend. You've been saying that for a while now. I was just saying it before, but now I really feel like it. Because you made a boyfriend? Yep. A boyfriend, huh? Yeah, that would be nice. I wonder if Fukugami's gotten over Madoka, though. He has to eventually. Yeah. I think that should be fine. I mean, he came back from the depths of the dream, didn't he? Yeah. Oh, that's right. I'm sure they had a bond only they could understand, and we should respect it, but... I don't think it's wrong to direct his attention to what's in front of him instead of his past. Yep. Yeah. I walked Hatsune and Miss Miyako to their apartment after dinner. I've been doing it for years, but it'd been a while since I could actually walk through the dark streets without glancing around. The amount of Botox has decreased to an almost negligible level.
Mama,
Mom, I talked with everyone during lunch and we decided to go out together. That's great. Where are you going? And we haven't decided yet. I wonder what would be a good place. Why don't you go on a trip? It is summer vacation and all. We've never gone anywhere since the accident. But that's kind of like getting scared of ropes after you've been bitten by a snake, as they say. You don't have to shut away from the world like a clam just because something scary happens. Do you agree, Shinji? Yeah, I'm of the same mindset. I see. Same went for Madoka. I finally managed to start genuinely thinking that way. A trip, though. Are you sure it's okay to go on one when we're still students? I guess I'd feel safer if there was someone to supervise you. There's no telling what kind of mistakes youthful souls like you might make in the spur of the moment. Yeah, it'd be awful if someone got into an accident. That's not what I meant, but sure. I know what she meant. But I'm pretty busy, as you know. I can't take any days off until the Obon holidays. Ah, I see. I watched him disappear in the elevator and turned around. I walked along the dark night street. Madoka used to appear to dispel this kind of silence, but not anymore. I'd have to get used to it sooner or later. Wear some headphones. I was told that we had something to discuss about what... What? I was told that we had something to discuss about what we talked yesterday, so we gathered at Trattoria again. I met up with Hatsune after a club ended, and we walked to the restaurant together. Why didn't they simply talk about it over lunch? I had the sense they expected the conversation to go on for a while. I think I should tell you. Madoka's gone and she won't be coming back. I'm not sure what it's called, but Madoka basically moved on to whatever it's after. Is that because the ribbon burned up? No, that didn't matter. According to her, she lost her reason for staying here, and realized that she couldn't remain indefinitely. I see. I felt like Hatsune should know since they were friends before Madoka's death. And then there's Madoka.
兄さんはまだそんな気になれないんじゃないかな。相手が誰であったとしても。
I don't think you can get in that kind of mood quite yet, regardless with whom. As for giving you the answer for the other day, I'm sorry, but could you still wait for a little while longer? She nodded. You weren't wrong, I couldn't move on because I still had Madoka by my side. But she's passed and her killer is dead. Even I have to let it go at this point. Hatsune cocked her head slightly, so I continued. I'm not just saying it, but instead of reacting to that, she...
そんなこと言ったんだよね。覚えてる。でも、もう一つ言ったことがあるんだけど、
兄
さん覚えてる？
I did tell you that. I remember. But there was also something else. Do you remember? Something else.
他にも、兄さんのこと気になってる人がいるみたいだし。
There are other women who seem to have feelings for you.
もうみんな来てるかな？
Ah, is everyone there already?Welcome. I entered the establishment after Hatsune... Huh? Hatsune and I saw that everyone was already at the table. Oh, okay. And saw... Alright, yeah. I got it. Huh, did you come together? Thanks for waiting. I ordered a coffee and took my seat. I'll go straight to the point.Our Kendo Dojo organizes a summer camp every year. And so... Don't tell me that's where you want to go. Exactly. We won't have to spend as much on a place to stay. According to Kirito, a grandfather joined forces with other prominent Kendo schools and built a training ground somewhere in the outskirts of town. I've only seen it in pictures, but the building looks pretty nice. And Grandpa said it's okay for us to use it as long as it's vacant. Hold on. Are you suggesting we should go on a trip? Yes. Oh, I see. I had never seen Shizumiya react so expressively before.Kirito cocked her head in response, while Arisaka blushed. A trip? Ah, to tell the truth, my mom had suggested the exact same thing. Though she said we might make some sort of mistake if there was no one keeping an eye on us. What do you mean by mistake, like getting into an accident? That's what I thought, but... Mistakes. It's gonna be okay. I've never heard of any accidents happening there. Shizumiya and Arisaka seem to be the only ones who caught the meaning, as they both blushed brightly, all the way to their ears. I was pretty sure I understood what Miss Miyako meant as well.But that didn't even seem to cross Kirito's mind, which is probably why she was so into the idea of a trip. Are you sure your grandfather's okay with that? Yes, he said we didn't need to pay. No, that's, not what I meant. Ah, as for supervision, he said he'd tag along, so... I see, then it makes sense. He might not look it, but he craves company.I doubt that's the main reason he's coming, though. But he really got into the mood for it after we discussed it. He said he wanted to spend some grandfather time with Shinji. There aren't any real attractions to the area besides a nearby river. It'd be pretty much the same as going to the beach, I guess.And then Grandpa said he could drive us to the nearby hot springs, too. Do you like hot springs? Oh, I do. I love how they make my skin so glossy. He's gonna bring his car? Yes, he seemed even more into it than his usual training camps. I should make sure to thank him when we next see each other. Anyway, my point is that we'd be staying overnight over there. I don't mind. Me neither. What about you two? Shinji's okay with it. Yeah, I'm up for it. Then it's decided. Yep. Alright, it makes me excited just to think about going on a trip with everyone. Everyone nodded with smiles on their faces. I'd never been on a trip with friends before, so I was definitely looking forward to it too. As for our schedule, it'd have to be next week as that's the only time the place is going to be free. We discussed scheduling and preparations for a while after that. That was probably why she thought the conversation would take a while. That said, though not solely belonging to it, I never expected your dojo to have a summer camp. I guess it's more serious than I thought. Yeah, especially for something he's doing as a hobby. I thought it was a side job. Oh, so you're really going out on a trip? We reported everything to Miss Miyako over dinner. You won't be worried if a friend's grandfather will be with us, right? I suppose not. Miss Miyako smiled and stole a glance at me. Well, I guess it's better that way, too. You're so serious, Shinji. Really? There's nothing wrong with that, though, especially for a guy. There are no shops around the area, from what I've heard, so I don't think we'll be able to bring anything back. That's fine. I'd rather you just forget everything and enjoy yourselves. Okay. And there we have it, folks. This right here will be the... Hopefully the next one will be the last one, but I don't know. I mean, it's supposed to be. There's not much more of the walkthrough. I think there's like two choices left. I don't know how much longer this one will go. But we've already beaten the final enemy, I think, and... Of course, they said there's like one more enemy. I don't know what's going on with that. Rika keeps talking about something, so maybe it's not over yet. But at any rate, guys, this will be the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. And I'll see you next time with more Sekiri no Mori Dreamers.